Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, and text number 25. Yam va na yordama disha bhavan vidhatte. Vrittim nuvatad anuman hinirvillikam. Asma suvaya uchito dhriyatam sadando. Ye naga sauvayam yunkshmahi kilbishena. Yam vana yor dharamadisham bhavan vidatte. Vrittim nuvatad anuman mahi nirvilikam. Asma suvaya uchito dhriyatam sadando. Ye naga sauvaya mukshmahi kilbishena. Yam vana yordamamidisham bhavan vidatte. Vrittim nuvatad numan mahi nirvyalikam. Asma suvaya uchito dhriyatam sadando. Ye naga sauvayam yunkshmahi kilbishena. Translation and purport by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Lord, whatever punishment you wish to award to these two innocent persons, or also to us, we shall accept without duplicity. We understand that we have cursed two faultless persons. The sages, the four Kumaras, now reject their cursing of the two doorkeepers, Jaya and Vijay, because they are now conscious that persons who engage in the service of the Lord cannot be fault at any stage. It is said that anyone who has an implicit faith in the service of the Lord, or who actually engages in the transcendental loving service, has all the good qualities of the demigods. Therefore, a devotee cannot be at fault. If sometime it is found that he is in error, by accident or by some temporary arrangement, that should not be taken very seriously. The cursing of Jaya and Vijaya is here repented. Now the Kumaras are thinking in terms of their position in the modes of passion and ignorance, and they are prepared to accept any kind of a punishment from the Lord. In general, when dealing with the devotees, we should not try to find faults. In Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed that the devotee who faithfully serves the Supreme Lord, even if found a commit a gross mistake, should be considered a sadhu or a saintly person. Due to former habits, he may commit some wrong, but because he is engaged in the service of the Lord, that wrong should not be taken very seriously. Om Agyanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudapadakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Yamvana Yordamamidam Adisham Bhagavan Vithatte Pratimnu Vatatun Manvahi Nirvelika Asma Suvaya Uchito Driyatam Sadando Inagasa Vayam Yunkshmahi Kilbishena. O Lord, whatever punishment you wish to award to these two innocent persons or also to us, we shall accept without duplicity. We understand that we have cursed two faultless persons. Now, Chatush Kumaras, they have come to their senses. And they agreed that we did a mistake actually, that we have cursed these two devotees who are engaged in the service of their Lordship. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that Apichetas Suduracharo Bhajate Mamananya Bhag Sadur Samantavya Samyag Vyavasito Isa Apichetas Suduracharo. Sometimes some sadhakas, they think that this is like a concession, that I can do any nonsense and still I am a devotee. Why? Because Lord says, I am engaged in devotional service, so everybody should consider me as a devotee. But who bhajate mam ananya bhag? If some ananya devotee, unalloyed devotee of the Lord, if he commits some mistake by chance, it's not intentionally, if he commits some mistake by chance because of the Purvashrama habits or his habits that he had before becoming devotee, or few times some karma that he come along with from the previous life, or sometimes the body which has a particular karma and that body has to undergo. So because of that influence, sometimes if he commits some mistake, but still if he is engaged in the service of their Lordship, he is considered as devotee. Not any Tom, Dick, Harry who just externally puts the devotee's robe and he really robbed the people considering himself as a devotee. Like yesterday when Madhaji came and she was asking that how to find a genuine guru, because nowadays all over the world in the name of religion people have started business. They wanted to just grab the followers. Sometimes they brainwash and they grab the followers of other institute to follow them. And in that case, then there is always competition between so-called gurus. And they try in different ways. Now, if he has arranged program like this, so I wanted to do like this. So he has come along with 5,000 disciples to Vrindavan, so I will bring my 10,000 disciples to Vrindavan. What is that? For what sake you are doing this? Then again they will, you know, oh, it is a transcendental competition, you know, because of that devotees are coming to Vrindavan. But are they coming with a good motivation? What's the reason behind that? Are they there to do the parikrama or to create nuisance only? See, generally, as per the scripture, there is a rule. If you go to visit some holy place, you just go visit that holy place, take a darshan, do your bhajan, and come back. If you go and purchase something, go and buy something, the credits that you have earned by doing bhajan there, they are lost. That purpose is lost. See, Lord is very clever. He is not giving that easily everything. You have to pay for each and everything what He gives. If He is a causeless, that is totally different. He gives causeless mercy in the beginning so that you can taste the nectar for which you have to work hard then. Just remember the initial days when you chanted your first few rounds. What a bliss you must have got it. Does everyone have that experience? You are out of world. That is causeless mercy of the Lord. Like I advertise. This is what it is. Even though you are not qualified, but still He gives that test. And once you get that little bit of test, then you hanker. And then you have to make qualify yourself by endeavoring, by following rules and regulations of Vidhi Bhakti, and then you can jump into Raga Bhakti. But nowadays, they have made it so cheap. See, holy places are not meant for this competition. You should not go and create nuisance in holy place. Otherwise, what happens, you know? Already you are doing Nama Parad, then you will commit Dhamma Parad also. Because that's the most merciful manifestation of Lord, so that you can get His causeless mercy. And Sanatana Goswami clearly says that one should not stay in holy places more than 3 days. Because being a grahastha, we have a tendency to find faults. It's very natural once you become a grahastha. Because you all grahastha means he is always surrounded with the people who are competitive. And being with them, you get that tendency. First day, second day, first day you are in that charm. Oh, I'm in a Vrindavan, you know. So I will do this, I will do that. You will run there, run back. Second day it's okay. Third day, the mind itself start working. You know, I went there, but that panda did this. You know, he gave a class, but I know what he is. Mind, which is like a demon, he starts working immediately. आप महान हैं। मैं गृहस्थों की बात कर रहा हूँ। आप गृहस्थ हैं? हाँ, खुद के अनुभव से बता रहा हूँ। मिलने के बाद निकल पड़ो, वहां रुको मत। ध्रुव महाराज को मिला, निकल गए वहां से, वहीं नहीं बैठे वो।
सबसे अधिक धनवान।
सो कहां थे हम?
वही गृहस्थ परचेसिंग।
हां, बिकॉज माइंड हैज अ टेंडेंसी टू फाइंड फॉल्ट्स। And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's a great offense to find faults with the devotees. But we should understand who is devotee first. It's a very thin line in that, you know. How to know who is devotee? It's a vast land actually. How to recognize? Mahaprabhu says, whoever chanted once holy name of Lord, he is devotee. Again, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Anya Abhilash, Yomam Bhajate Ananya Bhaka. Who serves me with unalloyed devotion. Bhakti cha avyabhicharena. Viva without deviating here and there. What are this deviation? That is explained by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Chaitanya Chaitamrita commentary. Nirantar karibe Krishna naam. There he says, what is this nirantar? Nira means not. Antara means distance. Means continuously one should chant the holy name, but what creates that antar in chanting? There he explains this. Antara means our attachment to our own body and things related with the body. Tan, dhan, priyajan. These things creates antara in between us and Lord. So whoever wants to do this nirantara bhajana, he should take care of that. And that's why Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamaye, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavatad bhaktir ahaituki tvai, ahaituki, without any help. If someone is rendering devotional service like that, then he is considered as a devotee. And if you commit offense or find fault with that person, generally they don't commit any fault because they don't compete themselves with each other, with anyone else. When there is a fault-finding tendency, when you try to compete with someone, when you try to compare something with someone, but devotees, they don't do that. They don't try to waste their time. But they try to invest their time in chanting, in remembering their Lordship. They think that if I, one moment if I forget Krishna, that's my great loss. Because Ayushaha Kshana Ekopi Swarana Koti Phirna Labhyate. If I spend millions of dollars, so I am not going to get back the one moment that I have already passed. And if you spend that moment without remembering Lord, then it is a greatest loss. This is what the consideration of a devotee about time. And that's why one of the qualities of devotee is avyartha kalatvam. They don't like to waste their time for any cause. And yesterday we have seen how Prahlad Maharaj was explaining. The general mass of people, they have a lifespan of 100 years. 50 years of that has gone in sleeping. 20 years has gone in childhood and youth. 20 years in old age. The remaining 10 years, how they go, we can't trace it because we are not conscious. And if someone is conscious, when they get conscious, you know, like sometimes it happens with me at least, I don't know. Like open a mobile and start looking Facebook and 2 hours are gone. And then you realize, I would have chanted my 16 rounds, 16 more. Because after reading all this and wasting these 2 hours, you realize that, oh my God, I would have chanted another 16 rounds. Then that lamentation is there. Really, I today have wasted my time. But before, when you start looking at phases, you never realize that I'm going to spend so much of time. So this material world and the things has created Maya, they are such alluring. They force you to waste your time. One by one, how you get entangled. That's why it is called as a net. Net. How they catch fish? By spreading the net. So Maya has spread this net, you know, Facebook, WhatsApp. Once you enter there, you are caught. You are gone. Your time is wasted. So it's very important how to make use of time. See, 100 years back when this thing was not there, don't you think that people were not able to preach? Or they were able to preach nicely? They had a lot of time actually to say, discuss, read about love. But since all these gadgets has come, rather than our life becoming more easygoing, it has become more complicated. You may talk to the person who is like a thousands of miles away from us, but you don't have a time to talk to the person who is your roommate. You can spend hours together on the phone talking to your friends from distance. But what's going on with you, with your nearest person, you don't know. See, this is how everything which is man-made is creating a havoc in our life. Why, you know? Because it is created by imperfect senses. It is created by the person who is having these four defects. So how do you think that these things are going to give you a happiness? Whatever, when in the 70s the television came, people were fabulous. They said, wow, see what man has created. They are glorifying that scientist like anything who has done that. But that time, one philosopher, he wrote it down. This is going to be a one-eyed demon who is going to steal your time and will ruin down the next generation. They will lose their capacity of thinking and creativity. You must be knowing that. And this is what exactly happened. Since the television has come, the small kids, they have lost their creativity. Because everything what they are seeing, they are not imagining themselves, but everything is ready-made in front of them. So the creativity has gone. The real artists, real painters, where are they now? They have come with the modern thing. Just put the brush on the paper, something comes out and you name that and people are crazy. They look at it and say something modern has come. What the hell is that? You have lost the natural touch with the art. Why? Because the creativity has destroyed. No need of to think. Just see what we are showing it to you. You don't have to imagine anything. That's why like our generation has at least had some creativity in childhood. So we are able to go along with the problems that are coming in the life. But young guys, I got one family, they had 2 kids. They came and they asked, my son is, he is like an extremist and the way he expresses himself is so obnoxious. I said, why? Because they don't have a proper exposure to the human beings. What exposure they have? They have exposure to all cartoons on the games and television and iPad and this and that. And you can see what they are showing it on that. Only violence. If your kids, if they are totally absorbed in that day and night, what do you expect from them? The way you mold them, They will be like that. Yesterday I went to one place for puja, and after puja they were feeding their son. They put one cartoon on the that tablet that was on, and she was feeding him. Neither she had a concentration what she is feeding to the son, or neither the son had his attention that what he is eating. In front of me he had like a 6 puris, and I was surprised. And neither she was just feeding that boy. Then I said, what you are doing actually? Is he taking for the whole week's meal or what? No. Actually I forgot. I think I have given 3. I said, you have served him 6. Then she realized that what she is doing. So what's this? Where we are leading our next generation? Because these material things, they are so alluring that you lose a natural way of living. And as soon as you go away from the nature, then everything artificial will create havoc in your life. Like this place itself. Desert is not meant to habituated actually. But by our money power, they have created this place. And they want a peace in that. How you are going to get it? Because anything that has man made has this fault, has these four defects. It's not going to give you a peace of life. And that's why whenever you go to any holy places, natural holy places, not created by man, the natural holy places, like a Tirthasthan, why you feel automatically surcharged? Why you feel so fresh? Because these are not by man-made. These are created by the Lord for you to nurture your soul, to nurture your consciousness, to get in touch with what is constitutional for you. I saw one person here, he comes along with. He said, whatever it happens, after every 4th month, I go back to India with my kid, and I'm keeping them in touch with our culture. He is a professor actually. So he said, we need to do that. Otherwise, money is not a big deal. Whatever destiny you are going to get it. But the freedom that you have to render devotional service to the Lord or to get attached to that process, that should be nurtured and developed, and that can be done by parents. That's the real purpose of giving birth to the kids. Otherwise, there is no scarcity of cats and dogs in this world that you have to produce more. There are enough of. Being the human, you should endeavor for the self-realization. To provoke who are depending on you for that same purpose. Otherwise, yesterday we have discussed that whatever material comforts or facilities or you think that this is what satisfy me is available in other spaces of life also, and very nicely. They don't have to endeavor for that. After being a human being, if you also try to get that things only, then you are ruining your life. It's like putting a tricot and jumping into the swimming pool. What you will think that person? You will think, has he gone crazy or nuts? With a tricot he is jumping into the swimming pool. But same thing we are doing. We are having such a wonderful human form of a life, and we are using it in the same propensities like cats and dogs. Is that going to help you anyway? That's why it is said, whatever a man made has created only a disturbance. Because it has faults. And that, if you are in touch with the things which are faulty, definitely you will get tendency to find the faults. And once that finding a false tendency has developed, then you will start finding faults with everything, with the Lord. Then where you will go? And here we can see the great sages, the great thinkers, like these four Kumaras, they are praying to the Lord. We have done this mistake. We have tried to find fault with your devotee and we tried to curse them. So along with them, you punished us also. Because your punishment is nothing but our purification. So sometimes we have to be very introvert and try to understand that if things are not going according to your plan, then you should understand that Lord's plan for you is working. And His plans are always notorious for us. We think something and He creates something for us. So rather than finding a fault with the Lord, it's better to accept that situation in our life to correct ourselves. And here, Chatush Kumara, they are asking their Lordship, we did a mistake to find a fault with your devotees. So, we are also liable for punishment. And we are happy to accept that from you. And what Lord replies for this, that we'll discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna. So, any comment, any question? कैसे है, अगर आपके पास अधिकार है उस व्यक्ति को सुधारने का तो आप उसको बताओ, अगर नहीं है ना तो छोड़ दो, भगवान देख लेंगे। बस प्रार्थना ना करो ठाकुर जैसे कि भाई ये गलती मैं ना करूं। हाँ, लेकिन आपके पास अधिकार है और उसको अनदेखा कर रहे हो तो वो सबसे बड़ी गलती है, क्योंकि आपको मालूम होते हुए भी आप जानते हो ये व्यक्ति कर रहा है, इसके लिए अच्छा नहीं है और मैं इसको बता सकता हूं, और आप नहीं बताते हो तो वो सबसे बड़ा गलती है। वो दोष नहीं है बल्कि आप व्यक्ति को सुधार रहे हो। श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। हे गौरांग सच्चिदानंदन, हाँ yes, it's organic, not mechanical. And if we think that I can create my own life, I will create nuisance only. So just lead the life what God has given to you. Because due to the modern techniques and the way we have got educated, we think that we can create something with our own life. I can facilitate myself more. But we can't do that. You remember, you told me that in your childhood, you were so happy. What your father was doing? He had his cows. He was taking care of them. And being with all that surrounding, you are more happy than what now. Why? Because you were leading an organic life. Not with the mechanical equipment. So, that need to be understood. Otherwise, it's really tough. That's why Prabhupada says that simple living and high thinking. What is that simple living? Depending more on nature than the artificial life. I was surprised when we had previously project for farming. We wanted to have our own farm temple, and their idea was that any big industrialist also can come and live comfortably, and any person from the lower income group also can come and stay comfortably. So what you are going to make for that? The person who is never habituated with staying with close to nature, how you will make him comfortable in the nature? Is that possible? Rather than endeavoring for that, just keep everything so simple. When the person comes regularly, then he will get habituated with, then he will become comfortable. And if you try to mold the nature for their comforts rather than molding their life for the nature, you will create nuisance only. And that's what's happening. We are trying to mold nature according to our way of living and standards. And what are you getting then? Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare. What is it?
No.
Thank you.